T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Suited up for this walkthrough practice. Trey Sermon was out of the blue non-contact jersey, meaning he's medically cleared for his concussion. So maybe things aren't so grim for the running back situation.
Yeah, that sounds like good news. Mitchell, I thought, was a little was unlikely to play. Sermon was looking good, so we'll see what happens there. Let me ask you this. Do you think we're likely to come out of Sunday's game – Sunday's game thinking, boy, they miss Mostert, or, you know what, they still were able to run effectively?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think – I don't even think it has to be run. I think just offensively, I think they're going to be able to pile up yards and points like we've seen them do in the past. I think obviously it hurts not having Raheem Mostert speed, and the guy ran for 220 yards and 4 touchdowns in the NFC Championship game, but the rest of this offense, Matt, it's so well built. And, you know, Mike McDaniel alluded to the, you know, there's 10 other guys that are going to be on the field besides the running back. And, I mean, it really matters in this scheme because there's so much blocking involved and misdirection and options that it's not – this isn't the Derrick Henry Tennessee Titans where you're just giving it to a 6'4 brute running downhill. This is – Kyle Shanahan is all about finding mismatches. And looking at that Packers defense, I think he can feast on it once again.
Yeah, Cam, that's what I was going to ask you about, this Niner offense. And I know they've been taking care of business with the victories, but I was telling the guys, I want to see more Kittle, Ayuk, and Debo's been great. But it sounds like you expect what I expect, Jimmy, to be able to have some success in the air, huh?
Well, you know, I was thinking of that too. And the success, how are you going to define it? Are we going to define it by moving the chains? And that's how they do it in this offense. He doesn't need to air it out. Maybe this is the game he can, because there's not going to be much of a pass rush on him, or there shouldn't be. The Packers don't have any sacks, and they don't have their all-pro Za'Darius Smith. But the other aspect of this, what I was thinking about, was, you know, when they do these short intermediate throws, kind of some horizontal action, it moves the chains, it keeps the ball in their possession, and it keeps the ball out of Aaron Rodgers' hands, most important. And I know they haven't had to worry about that in past years when they've ridden over the Packers, but, I mean, Rodgers is still extremely dangerous. You don't know whether you're going to get the guy that's throwing a seed like he did against Detroit, or a guy that was, like, winging them all over the place in week one against New Orleans, but my bet would be that he's going to be playing at a MVP level, because he's facing a 49er franchise that jaded him from the draft. They jaded him in the playoffs 3 times, and they didn't trade for him in April, and I bet he's still pissed about all 3 of those.
Aaron Rodgers and the Packers love to go 11 personnel with the 3 wide receivers, probably putting in the Niners into the nickel package more often. Does this actually play into their hands, considering the lack of linebacker depth?
You just lost me with all that football jargon. 11.
I did not, Cam Inman. I did not.
Or what are you talking about, dude?
You're playing me. We should start calling you Scam Inman the way you're trying to scam me right now.
Hey.
Mind your business, Steinmetz.
If they're going to go 3 wide, if they can take advantage of their the Niners linebackers, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. No, it helps the Niners because they don't have a lot of linebackers. So by playing 5 DBs on the field, wouldn't that, in fact, help the 49ers schematically?
Well, also remember that the Niners don't have a lot of great cornerbacks healthy with Jason Verrett out. And you're seeing if Josh Norman can be the guy, you know, D'Amador Lenore played pretty well, the rookie for his first two starts. And it looks like Emmanuel Moseley might be playing. I know they don't have Dre Greenlaw, and I know that's what you're getting at, because they'll have Azeez Alshire next to Fred Warner, and Azeez has played pretty well. So I don't. It is an interesting matchup, and I wonder if you're Aaron Rodgers, which of those? I mean, I would be willing to target any of them if I was him, because nobody's really proven that they're at a top-notch level, except perhaps Kaywan Williams, who's going to be playing in the slot, and that's going to prevent, you know, these quick slants to Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and that's one thing I'd watch for. And then in terms of the linebackers, though, I asked this to D'Amico Ryan yesterday. Scam Inman giving his scouting report on defense, saying, can you just put a linebacker on Aaron Jones's every step and then have Jimmy Ward shadow and help whatever cornerback is covering Davante Adams? And he laughed and goes, I wish it was that easy. Well, I think it is that easy.
I love it.
Those are their two star players. Just freaking flood up somebody on them and let the other nine guys feast for themselves wherever Aaron's throwing the ball.
There you go. Cam Inman. Bay Area News Group 95.7, the game's NFL 49ers insider. Josh Norman going to start?
Okay, so they haven't said, because they got to see how Emmanuel Moseley progresses with this knee injury that's kept him out two games. And they don't want to, you know, pull the rug out from D'Amador Lenore after his two starts. I kind of get the sense that he might, but and Nick Bosa kind of let something slip yesterday, saying that how he finds out whether he's going to get chipped at the line of scrimmage by a tight end or a wide receiver by the cornerback who's playing next to him, and he said Josh. But Bosa, I mean, he also didn't know that the Packers were down like two left tackles when we talked to him yesterday, so I'm really not buying necessarily into Nick Bosa's depth chart personnel thinking. But the Niners trust Josh Norman's veteran savvy. Maybe they do that more than D'Amador Lenore's rookie growing pains that you might get torched by Aaron Rodgers on primetime Sunday Night Football, or it's a great way to test him and see how he responds. But we talked to Josh Norman like late yesterday afternoon for like about 10 minutes, and it was a very curious interview. The guy went off on a lot of different tangents and introspective, and I just walked out of there going, that was, I don't want to say bizarre, but it was extremely odd. And I don't know if I've ever talked to a guy like that, but like, I don't know, in all these years covering the Niners. It was
what
strange.
Specifically? Like, what specifically?
Curiosity peaked.
He would mix cliches with some introspection and then these comparisons. But he had fun with it. He wasn't jaded, but he's a soft talker. And it was strange.
Right. Let me ask you, wow, Cam, you got us curious. Let me ask you two quick ones.
Too.
Yeah. What do you make of Lynch when he says, you know what, I've been in contact with Sherman when that first started? Do you think that's just kind of, you know, GM speak? And then what's going on with Kirkpatrick?
No, I don't think that's GM speak. I think that's Stanford Powell, former colleague speak, to make sure that he's doing okay. Yeah. That's the kind of guy John Lynch is. And then, yeah, there's a football aspect to it too, but I don't think the Niners were looking at him to join their cornerback crew again yet. And I think Sherman is trying to rehabilitate his image and someday might get on a team again. But the fact that they went out and got Josh Norman and Dre Kirkpatrick as their veteran backups for this team, I kind of think explains it in itself that they're not ready to buy back into the Richard Sherman sweepstakes. Kirkpatrick is out on the field. He's an option. I think he's like the number four cornerback maybe or so this week. He was out there dancing to the music, I can tell you, about 15 minutes ago. So he looks like he's in a good mood. So I think we all are. It's Friday. The home opener is 2 days away.
Incredible. Sunday night at Levi's Stadium. Al Guido going to join us in about 20 minutes to lay out some of the ins and outs of getting back to it. Cam, it's first game there with fans since the NFC Championship game, right?
It is, and it's also the 49ers' first game back inside Levi's Stadium, a meaningful regular season game since last November 5th against these same Green Bay Packers, although the 49ers were nothing like this because they've lost, what I think, three guys to late scratches with COVID, going on the COVID reserve list, and then you obviously didn't have Bosa, Jimmy G. So I think the 49ers are going to say, look, last year you played our JV team. We weren't ready for it. There were no fans. This game, we're going to take it right to you again. But here's one thing that every player and coach has been issuing this rallying cry all week with whoever we talk to. They want the fans rowdy. Shanahan even kind of baited them into saying, hey, you stay out there, get early, you know, do your cornhole and stuff. imbibe a little bit, get come in, get rowdy, and have some fun. So hopefully people are on their best behavior, but they're loud. And basically it's going to come down to that. The Niners have to make a lot of plays to keep them loud, because if Aaron Rodgers starts making the plays, then this place is going to get crickets.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, though. Prime time on a Sunday night, Cam. Hopefully you're looking forward to it. I'm sure you are, right?
Of course, I am. It's just nice to be back after our little 10-day trip through the greater, I guess, East Coast, the Eastern Seaboard, from Motown Philly back again.
Yeah, all right. Well, look, have fun Sunday. We'll catch up with you next week, man.
Okay, gentlemen, have a great weekend. Thanks for having me.
All right, you too, Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group. 95.
The S is silent.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.